Watch over your heart. We will quote quite a few scriptures in our thoughts for the next few minutes. And the reason why is that there are very powerful words when our Lord very often said, "It is written." And no matter what my comments are, there are no more powerful words than those ones which are written. And let's start over with the Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto God. This scripture is referring us, first of all, to Christ, as well as other wonderful scriptures like beautiful psalms and hymns, and have it in our hearts. Often, when there is a hard time in our lives, we are gathering those what we put in the ground, what we seed in the past. And sometimes those words are those which we learned once we were children, when we remember the psalms by heart, or the scripture which was repeated so many times, or passage which fall into our heart, and then there is no time to pull out the Bible and search in the concordance for what's going in our lives. So, like it was in Egypt when Joseph gathered everything, when there was a good time and it was great wellness, it's great encouragement to all of us not to waste our time and make sure that we'll gather those words in our hearts for a time of distress and for a time where there will be only maybe a few hours, few minutes, and not appropriate place to pull out all the books, but go deep into our heart, and maybe our prayer will be just that those few words for psalms or hymns. Like example would be when disciples were gathering and they were singing together as well. And following this beautiful book of Psalms, which from Old Testament recently is very close to me, the book of Proverbs and book of Psalms, the Psalm 22 and 26 is saying, "They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever, because great is the Lord." In Proverbs 4:23, there is a warning for us, what we should really watch for. There is few things once we are going through danger in our lives. Once we are driving, we have to watch for ourselves what we are doing, but also for others, so they will not run into us and we can avoid those. Well, the Solomon, one of the wisest people on earth, he said in Proverbs 4:23, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." So that's a very important subject and very important job for us to do, to watch over our hearts. How to seek God and how to find Him? Well, again, in Proverbs, in 23rd and 26th verse, there is another advice, and it says, "My son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways. My will to give my heart." Our feelings, our mind, through my eyes. This this should be our goal in our life. When we are talking about the heart, what exactly is it? Well, this is the organ in our body, which is working throughout all our lives and affecting good functioning of all other organs. It's responsible for circulation of the blood, bringing the oxygen to the body, and taking away all other things to other organs. I think that would be enough of my scientific explanations, because I'm not a doctor, I'm afraid if somebody else knows better, I will not mention more. But that's the piece of muscle which is going, we sleep or not, it's still going. But what we'll look at, instead of looking at very fine and very complicated organ in our bodies, let's look at this spiritual fulfillment as a residence of our feelings and our minds. And this is not something which we recently come up with. It is something which is also is also written in the Proverbs 23rd chapter and 7th verse. Very powerful words. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. We may be really nice outside, and we may show ourselves this or that way, but the truth is, who we are is how we think in our hearts. So that's still so important, how we will shape our heart, our feelings, our mind, our thoughts. You mentioned that's not just part of the body, it's symbol of life and symbol of feelings, symbol of love. We are talking about phrases like heart touching. You may say that somebody has a very tender heart, or broken heart, or heart made of stone. This all describes of heart conditions. We may say, take those words to your heart. That means we should keep them deeply. This is the short explanation of the feelings, how they are associated with that heart. And it was kind of going through the ages, and all the people are associating that with that little organ, because we don't use other organs to describe that. We don't say that I love you with my whole liver, or my kidneys fill with joy or sadness, or it really touched my lungs, or my stomach is broken. We know that heart is that place where really it's in our thoughts, but we keep keeping it inside, very deep in our thoughts. What's so special about those thoughts and about the hearts? Why don't we look, and why don't we put all our attention to how people are looking, how they are acting up, maybe how they look outside? We read in the scriptures, but Jehovah said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for Jehovah sees not as man sees, for men look on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looks on the heart. That's how important it is to take care of something which we cannot hide from God. Being transparent and making sure that we are very diligent and honest in our heart in front of the Lord and other people. Do you know what does it mean to take the city? Well, nowadays, once somebody told me actually to take a war and do that battle and take on the city, it can be done from actually the office. The technology allows for fighting through the computers and steering of the rockets, not leaving the room. In the past, to take the city, it was a great deal. It took a lot of preparation. They need to know which part of the wall of the city is weak, where to hit the city is not least expected. It was very careful strategic plan, and it was kind of the art. Not everyone could do it. So it was something. If somebody can take on the city, it was a very big thing. But in Proverbs 16:32, we read, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his heart than he that taketh the city." Imagine to rule over our own heart, how great it will be. It is greater and better than the one who is winning the battle and taking on the city. That's how important it is. The heart is place of the feelings. In Genesis 6:6 we read, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Genesis 8:21, "And the Lord smelled sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake." We remember that after flood. And we remember it was quoted how Lord rejected man because he was going after his own heart. So we can see that the heart is the place of the feelings and thoughts. We gave an example of God. How about the enemy? Let's read Isaiah 14:12-14. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down the ground, that didst lay down low the nations? Thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mount of congregation in the uttermost parts of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High." This is what happened. That was the beginning. What happened in Satan's heart. Before he even did anything, that little seed, which he put in his heart, seed of evil, and that's what all evil enter the world. That's how it's important to look for those little things in our lives. Maybe just a thought. That's why it's so important. That's why it's better than the one who took on the seed. Heart is also the faith. Let's read 2 Corinthians 1:21. "Now he which established us with you in Christ and had anointed us in God, who had also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." We have to make room. The heart has to be capable of receiving the seed and let it grow. The heart is place of memories. Luke 2:19. "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." She put the words of our Lord not in her mind and calculations and reasonable explanations. She just put them in her heart, and what she did with it? She was meditating about them deeply in her thoughts. Mind and understanding, the examples of Solomon and David. First King, in the third chapter, let's read 12 and 13 verse. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Oh, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was no like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. So our heart may be wise or may be foolish. And we should keep in our prayers to have the wise and understanding hearts. The law, example of David, many psalms. We will not read all of them, but beautiful Psalm 37, 31, 40 and 8, and Psalm 119, 10, which is saying, with my whole heart have I sought thee, for let me not wander from my commandments. That's about the law. Proverbs, third chapter, from 1 to 5, it's also telling about how important it is to put His law in our hearts. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Let no mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean unto thee thine own understanding, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Three verses, and heart was mentioned three times. Good advices of keeping the law, but not forgetting the mercy and truth. How often it was forgotten in Israel. So, once we examine our hearts, what do we find in our hearts? Where is our heart? What do we focus on? And maybe not only on this convention where it's so nice. We have so few brethren around among us. They are around us, and it's so good to be here. But in our daily lives, when Monday comes, Tuesday, Wednesday, at our works, at our schools, what are we focusing on? What should we avoid on? Are we focusing on the precious things of this world? Working harder for to get some maybe better new car or better clothes or that special ring so the friend in work will notice? Maybe houses? Maybe it would be technology. Maybe it would be going after information or traveling or music or art. Maybe in our hearts we are worrying what other people will say if we will do this or that. Instead, we should take care of our heart and focus on God's law, His love, His wonderful promises. We should buy out time for our heart and fellowship with His people. It may come out with a great expense, because time is precious. If we will go in one place, we will not be in the other. We'll be building our heart, or we'll leave the room for that little seed which may grow in evil then. How much can we sacrifice, get, and gain what our heart desires? That's my mind is coming that 10th commandment. It was the only commandment which it was not punished by death. The commandment says, do not covet. Because it happens in our heart. We desire something. It's not showing out of it. And here advice comes. If you open your Bible in Matthew 6, chapter 19 to 21, you may notice that they are in the red letters coming from our Lord. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume and where the thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth consume and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where is thy treasure, there will be thy heart also. Very well-known words, but what does it mean? It's a great feeling to get a good car, brand new, shiny. But you know how it will gonna look in 10, 15, maybe 20 years? Nobody probably would be even wanna buy it. How about those precious promises? They will never grow old. God wants us to follow Him. And also Satan is looking for our heart. So how should we protect it? What should we do? Love our God. Amen. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and with all thy might. Seeing ye have purified your souls, obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Love God and love one another. And let's purify our hearts. Psalm 51:10, very well known psalm, often quoted by heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit with me. Singing and praying, it's also fixing our hearts. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We are talking about being good, loving brethren, but we need to know who we believe in. We need to understand and believe the truth. Romans 10, 9 and 10, chapter 10, 9 and 10 verse, we read, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is very important to study and to get the doctrines and beliefs and understanding. Romans 6:17 says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed for the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. So what should we avoid? I think that we have great example of our Lord, who was criticizing the most hypocrisy, something which was not from the heart. And there's lots of our Lord's words in Matthew 15 chapter 7 to 20th verse. It is a hard work to fix our hearts and to keep the faith. The David says in 14:1, to the chief musicians, a psalm of David, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God, they are all corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. So there might be evil in the heart as well. 1 Peter 1:7 is saying that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's important, to have a fight, faith in our hearts to guard ourselves against wrong things. So should we go whatever our heart says? We have to make sure that our heart is in good condition and we look at it very wisely. And we should trust the Lord more than ourselves. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whose walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." 2 Corinthians 1:9, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which he raised the dead." Brethren, this is very important if we are looking at our hearts, because the Lord is preparing them to hear his word, and by softening and humbling our hearts. Who can say, "I have made my heart clean, I am pure from sin"? Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. It is important to submit ourselves and to make sure and ask the Lord to help us to clean our heart. So what is the future? For Israel, new heart from God. Let's read Ezekiel 11:18-20. "And they shall come tither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abomination thereof from them. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." For new creation, the great promise in Matthew 5:8. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Being pure in the heart. But there is also a promise for everybody else who love God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. "But as it is written, they have not seen or ear not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God prepared for them that love him." And I will really encourage you to read the next verse. Verse 10. 1 Corinthians 2:10. I will leave it to you to read. Because there is also a promise for those who are led by the Holy Spirit. I would like to conclude with a couple of scripture from 1 Thessalonians 3:12-13. And this is for all of you. "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one to another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." May the Lord add to that.